channels only. And this today, as we have heard so much in relation to the work of the school, each one of us here is a channel. And as we allow God's grace and God's love and our love to go deeper and deeper, not of this world, but as we go deeper in the love of Christ and cast ourselves before him, he will reward us. We sang that. What a blessing it is. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Peter Unger. I was elected to be on the committee, so I'll do my part here in moderating this evening. You may open your Bibles to James chapter 1. So we've been here some today already. But as I was pondering a devotional and I had to think of this morning, something that took place this morning, and we've been raising a lot of hands, and I'm going to ask for another raise of hands. Who all looked in the mirror this morning? Raise your hands. Everybody. Who all remembers what you looked like this morning when you left? Raise your hands. We have a few brethren that remember, okay, but do you remember where your hair was? So this morning when I got up, I had looked in the mirror and I had done my hair and I thought it was prim and proper, and I got out and my wife said to me, "You need to go fix your hair." Okay, well, I must not have taken enough note of it. But what am I trying to bring out? Well, today we have heard a lot of information. And if you're like me, my cup is overflowing and running out. And I'm not sure where to contain it and how to put it all together. But we see some of that here in this verse, in these verses here. And James is talking about this fleeting impressions. And as we look in the mirror in the morning, and it doesn't take long, you forget, at least I forget, what I looked like. And that's a good thing, I think. But my challenge this evening is, as we go from here, what will we remember? Did today leave an impression on your life? The things that you heard today, did they leave an impression? Are we going to walk out the doors and tomorrow morning we won't have anything, we will forget what we heard today? I trust you with me this tomorrow will reflect on some of the things that we have heard and have determined today already that we're going to flesh out some of these things. Allow these things to take root into our existence, into our school boards, and bring it into our schools. That's not a fleeting impression. When we remember what we have learned, what we have seen, many channels have stood up here this day and have shared what God has laid on their hearts. And as I think of the various subjects that we have heard, we have been richly blessed. And I agree, we live in a time where we are blessed beyond past generations with the Christian day school, the freedoms we have, and the fact that some of the challenges have been worked through and we are enjoying good Christian day schools. Because men in the past have been faithful. They had a vision. It wasn't a fleeting impression, but it was a vision that stuck with them. And as they continued on, may we be challenged as we leave this place this evening, and as we're looking forward to another message, but with the impressions that they have left on our lives, on our hearts, and may it impact our schools. At this time, I think we'll read verses 17 through 25. Beginning at verse 17, James chapter 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. One more comment here. The Christian Day School is a good gift, and it comes from God. May we not abuse it. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Let's stand for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence again this evening, Lord, and our hearts are full already as we have heard so many things this evening, this day, Lord, and I've been encouraged and inspired to continue on. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Christian Day School that we have benefited from and that our children are benefiting from. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to grant us this blessing according to your will. Father, we pray that you would continue to go with us this evening. Bless Brother Carson as he unburdens his heart with what he has for us to hear, Lord, and help us to be hearers of your word, but not only hearers, but also doers. May these impressions go with us, and may they affect your kingdom, the school, and so forth, Lord. We ask your blessing on the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.